Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hello, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with me, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, as your host. And today we are talking about truly holistic healing. What does that mean? It means we are here to heal the whole human. But some people would say, what does that even mean? And so today we're going to talk a little bit about some science, some spiritual, some ways to re-envision, in a sense, what does it mean to even be human? What does it mean to heal? And why is holistic healing so important? So let's start by just playing with the word whole, right? There's holistic, and in the word holistic, we see the word holy. So our bodies are holy. They are divine. None of us, as far as we know, can remember the 9 months it took to go from one cell into a fully formed human being, because our consciousness, as far as we know, wasn't actually involved. What a concept that we could literally live an entire 9 months without controlling our thoughts and making life happen precisely the way we want it to happen. And somewhere in childhood, right, the brain takes over and starts controlling our life. But we're really these divine machines that know what to do even when our minds go offline. Like, literally, we can heal. When we cut ourselves, it heals. How does it do that? And that is what science and doctors and have been searching to understand for millennia. Because this machine really can heal a lot of itself. So it is holy. And it's whole, meaning it is a sum of a lot of parts. We are not just, a human, okay? So what are these parts that make up the whole? So again, we have holy and profane. And if we're really divine beings, and yet somehow when religion came on board, it made this body be considered profane. And, you know, eating is sacred, but pooping is dirty and profane. Reproduction is amazing and sacred. Oh, but having sex is profane. And so we have these divisions between the sacred and the profane. But if the profane is the animalistic part of our body and it works divinely orchestrated, then this body is sacred. It's not profane. And so I just want you to let that sink in. You are divinity in human form. And I'm not here to talk about religion, because it's not important about religion. It's about the magic of this universe, of that this universe has rules that guide the planets circulating around the sun, and that your body knows how to take in food, digest it, get the energy and the nutrients from the food, and then throw out the waste. Like, how do we do that? That's divine. So I want to start talking about how we do that and how I like to reimagine this body of ours, this human of ours. And the way I talk to my patients is, we have been trained in our minds to see us as human and only as human. And yet we now know there's an entire ecosystem that lives with us. We call it the microbiome. It's all these microorganisms, these microscopic organisms. Now, years ago, Louis Pasteur came up with germ theory, and he was the first one to recognize, oh my gosh, we get sick from invaders, from these bacteria that are quote unquote bad. And oh my gosh, we can heal with penicillin. And what is penicillin but mold? It's another microbiome, right? So bacteria are not good or bad. They're both. Just the way your body is not sacred and profane, it's both. So let's talk about this microbiome, this bacteria. There's many, 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 many millions and thousands and billions of bacteria that live on us, in our skin, in our gut, in every hole of our body, inside our ears, inside, I have a vagina, so it lives inside the vagina. And this bacteria, this mass of bacteria that lives in your nose, in your sinuses, in your ears. 6 football fields worth of intestines are filled with bacteria. If we count the DNA, the building blocks, the structure that we say is so critical to building a human, guess what? We have way more DNA from all those one-celled microbes than we do human. So if the DNA is the building blocks of life, and we have more DNA of microbiome than we do human cells, why do we call ourselves humans? So how about we're humanoids? Because our brain and our five senses, sight, sound, taste, smell, and touch, give us a reality. We are organisms that use our five senses, and we take in our sensations into our brains, and then we see reality by the way our brain puts the reality together. So we see ourselves as human, and we see animals as animals. Plants as plants, trees as trees, because the human that we are uses language, and from the minute the baby comes out and starts pointing, we give things names and labels. But we're humanoids because we're more bacteria than we are human. So just like a tree is an entire ecosystem for plants that sometimes live on its bark, and birds that make nests on its branches, and bugs and insects that live in little crevices, and other animals that may live in those trees. It's an ecosystem. And we as humans are no different. We are so much more than this human cellular celluloid that we think. And so we literally have to recognize the work that this microbiome is doing for us. They are not bad. They are us. We are them. And the microbiome digests our food, and the microbiome lives in every animal. So if you sterilize or termites innards, and so there are no bacteria in that termite, guess what? That termite no longer can digest your house and eat wood. And if these bacteria stop working, we don't digest our nutrients. And those nutrients, right, protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, minerals. If we don't have the right nutrients, this machine that we call human, it needs the building blocks. It needs literally, if you have a factory and you don't have the machines in it, or you don't have the keys to turn the machines on, the factory stops working. Well, if our microbiome isn't working for us, then we're not going to be well. And so we have to remember that we have to have a shared survival goal. That microbiome needs to want us to live as much as we want to live. So let's talk a little bit about the microbiome, because it's more than just digesting our nutrients. When we digest our nutrients, so we have this protein called tryptophan. It's an amino acid. Amino acids that make proteins. So all amino acids are essential for all the enzymes and all the proteins and all the building blocks. But tryptophan happens to be a unique one. Well, each amino acid is essential to all proteins, and each amino acid has a magical superpower. Just like every human is the same, it has all the same parts and all the same workings, and we all have our own personalities, right? We are the same and different simultaneously. Tryptophan's specialty is it gets converted into serotonin. Now, people hear about serotonin all the time because it's that neurotransmitter that we have so many drugs for, those SSRIs, those serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And serotonin is critical for our mood. Well, guess what? Tryptophan, we need tryptophan. The microbiome breaks down tryptophan to make serotonin. So if we don't have tryptophan, we can't make enough serotonin. And if the microbiome isn't working correctly, we may not make enough serotonin. And guess what? Serotonin gets converted to melatonin. And many of you have heard about melatonin. It's critical for sleep. And if we don't sleep, we go crazy. Like the CIA uses sleep deprivation for torture. Any new mom knows if they don't sleep enough, they go crazy. And we have postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety because the mom is not getting enough sleep. So I just want that to settle in. Serotonin is made in the gut more than the brain. So our brain comes embryologically from the same cells as the gut. And our gut instincts, our first brain, making that serotonin, making that melatonin, helping us have a good mood and a good personality and get sleep and heal ourselves by sleeping, affects who we are. And so our microbiome and this bacteria is our first children, is what I like to say. We are as much microbiome as we are human, and we are an ecosystem that lives literally in connection with all these bacterias. And they're not good or bad. They're good and bad. They can keep us alive and they can kill us, because bacteria have the power to make us crazy and have the power to kill us, as we all know from bad infections and sepsis. And on this note of illness coming from bacteria, it's from, again, the synchrony of good bacteria, bad bacteria, illness as a reaction to bacteria and our bodies and the interaction. And on that note of interconnection and interconnectedness, we will go on our first break. Just remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host. doctor, speaker, author, coach, writer, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we were talking about holistic healing, the whole and the parts, the sacred, the holy, and the divine. And we will take our first break.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. I am the host, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today we are talking about holistic healing and why it is essential that we understand our bodies as whole. And what does it mean to be whole? And we're talking about whole versus parts. We're talking about holy versus sacred and profane, and understanding sort of a bigger interconnectedness of the human. And I mentioned at the first part that we are more bacteria than we are human. We are an ecosystem, an interconnected ecosystem in our bodies, and we need to work with this ecosystem and not go to war against it. Every time we take antibiotics, it is literally a nuclear war going on in our bodies, because these antibiotics are frequently very broad spectrum, and they kill so many of the bacteria. And we then need to redevelop and bring on new bacteria and replenish ourselves. When we look at what people used before the invention or the discovery, it wasn't an invention, a discovery of penicillin that led to continual discoveries of antibiotics, they used herbs. And many herbs actually have antimicrobial properties. Garlic does, and oregano does, and I think parsley and sage, and I'm not an herbalist, so I may be getting it wrong. But definitely oregano and garlic have some antimicrobial properties. But herbs are very gentle. They don't kill the entire organism, right? And it's like understanding when you need the big guns and when you need just a gentle peacekeeping force, if you will, that stands up to the bully, right? And I want to go back to this interconnectedness, and I want to expand your view of interconnectedness. Because first I talked about the human being a humanoid, being as much microbiome as it is human. Now I want to take the human and place it not at the top of a food chain, but in the middle of a spider web of organisms, okay? Because we couldn't be alive on this planet without plants, without those herbs. The plants developed probably from those one-celled organisms. Now, we couldn't be alive on this planet without those microbiome one-celled organisms as well. But we started with one-cell organisms, and then these one-cellular organisms came together to communicate with each other to form larger multicellular organisms. And that became first, perhaps, plants and trees and multicellular small things. And eventually, we got to the human. And so in the human, again, when we see that embryo forming, and again, I'm a fertility doctor and I'm living in the in vitro fertilization lab, and we start with one cell, and then it has to divide. One cell, two cell, four cell, eight cells, 16. And by day five, we have what we call a blastocyst. And the inner cells talk to each other and they're going to make the baby. And the outer cells form like a shell, and they're going to be the placenta. Well, if you look at the picture of that and you think about the organisms on our earth, we kind of have, I don't know, maybe an oyster that has its, you know, little soft body with a shell around it, right? And so this blastocyst is the inner cell mass with this human placenta, the cells around it that are protecting it. And then they're going to invade this human host, the mom's uterus, to get a hold. And literally this foreign invader, this baby, comes into the mom's uterus and invades and burrows underneath the ground, kind of like a seed that's under the earth. And then at some point that seed decides to germinate and starts in putting roots into the earth. Well, so too the embryo puts roots into mom's uterus, and then it grows the roots down while it shoots itself out into becoming a baby. Well, the plants do the same thing, right? And seeds can live underground for thousands of years. And then when the conditions they decide are good enough to grow and safe enough to grow, they send out roots into the ground. And once the roots get enough nutrients going and a strong enough placenta, if you will, a root system, they then sprout up out of the ground and become saplings. And they're constantly sending out feelers into our universe and reacting to the universe, to the wetness, the dryness, the sun. Trees grow towards the sun. The root system grows towards water, not dry soil. Darwin, actually, I'm reading a book called The Light Eaters about consciousness in plants. And way back when, Darwin started to study plants in his older years. And he started to read about or study about the way the root actually has a level of intelligence. And it knows to move towards wet soil, not dry. The plant knows to move towards the sun. If you've ever put a plant outside, you know it grows towards the sun. There's a competition and a collaboration as forests are growing, and they compete for sunlight. They compete for nutrients. There's levels of awareness now in scientists that if plants recognize they're related to another plant, they give it space to get the sun. If it's a foreign, more different plant, it might try and grow more shade because it's competing. So there's competition and collaboration in the growth of forests. And let's go back to the human, as I started to talk about. Without plants taking in sunlight and taking in air, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, the plant literally breathes for us. The plant gives us our oxygen. We give it the carbon dioxide. And there's an exchange of air and nutrients. There's an exchange of nitrogen. Nitrogen in our poop is fertilizer for the plant to grow. The plant then takes sun and air and makes sugar. It's called photosynthesis. That sugar is food for us and the animals. And then we eat plants or animals. And so we have this interconnectedness of plants and trees and animals and humans. And there literally is communication, because if we don't eat the plants, right, we can't grow. The bacteria in our bodies need real food, not packaged food, to grow. And if they don't get the real food, if they don't get that tryptophan, right, they're not going to make the serotonin. We're not going to feel good. If they don't get real food, we're not going to sleep good. Our mood is going to change. We're not going to poop right. If we don't poop right, the waste builds up in our body. And that's toxic junk that we're supposed to get rid of. But instead, we become filled with garbage. Filled with garbage. And what do the bacteria start to do? If they're starving, they start eating you. Literally, they chew up your mucus layer and the first layer of cells of your gut, and you end up with holes in your gut. We call it leaky gut. And just like if you had holes on your skin after a fire and a burn, and you're prone to infection because there's always bacteria in the air and in the soil and everything you touch, and you can get sick from the outside. If you have leaky gut, 6 football fields worth of that gut with holes in it, every time you put something in your mouth and it goes down your gut and you have an open wound on the inner skin, you're inviting in infection, inflammation, illness. You're inviting in the buildup of toxins because you're not getting rid of your waste. And you're inviting in a breakdown in your nervous system because you're not making the right neurotransmitters. And so your brain goes offline. Your thoughts don't work right. Your sensations in your bodies, you start getting hot and inflamed and things hurt and we get sick. And so we have to start remembering that we have a machine that, given the right fuel, can heal itself. We have a self-cleaning oven. We need to work with our environment, which includes the microbes in our gut and the plants and the trees and the grass and the air and the water and the sunlight, to get us in the right environment to heal. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that environment that we live in, the reality of who we are at a molecular level, and how we need to get back to that parasympathetic, healthy nervous system, because that's where the healing happens. And we're going to take our break right now. Breathe in that beautiful air. Go outside, see the sunlight, drink your water. Celebrate that you are a self-cleaning oven that can heal. You are a computer that can reboot itself if you give it the time to go offline. So let's take our second break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul, from neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk. She'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host, doctor, coach, speaker, writer, author. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, please do me a favor and give me a 5-star review. Give us, because it's really a team of work that goes into making this. So give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Your Healing Playground. I would be so grateful. I am doing this as a labor of love to get this information about healing out to the public. Please do me a favor. Also, follow me. Find me at womensreproduction.com. Look for my retreats that I will be hosting in the fall. And please, please, when I start advertising, my book is about to come out. It's about letters, dear mom, letters from camp, and all I learned about healing I learned back in summer camp. So right now, let's get back to our story. Today, we are talking about holistic healing. Again, we're talking about the whole, and the whole is more than the sum of its parts. And as a human, we are a part of the interconnectedness of the entire planet and universe at a large cosmic level. And at a cellular level, deep down, when you go we're molecules. We're molecules dancing in space, and we're interchanging our molecules all the time with the plants and the animals and this universe, the earth and the sky that we live in. We are a conduit between the earth and the sky. Now, Western medicine is our newest scientific healing modality. What is science but the study, in a lot of ways, of the unknown and of things that we see around us that we don't yet completely understand? And I invite us that we don't completely understand this incredible universe, how the interconnectedness all works. But we know that one cell became multi-cells. And cells in your body become organs in your body. And the organs in your body talk to each other. And there is a connection and a communication between the microbiome and the human, between one cell in the liver and one cell in the brain, between your gut and your brain, between your heart and everything else. Now, the cells are structure. And what the anatomists did for us way back when, to help us understand this machine that we are living in, this human machine, is they broke down and dissected and they learned about our organs. Live human being. Look at yourself. Look at a corpse. Maybe you saw one on TV. Maybe you see roadkill driving down in an animal form. The difference is energy. The difference is energy. And life is energy. Life is the breath and the interconnectedness of we breathe and we take in energy. And we move energy through our bodies and we communicate cell to cell energetically. That is how the divine communication happens in the body. And that is how the divine communication happens between us and the universe. There is this breathing that goes on between us. So I want you to think about a few things. We are structure, yes. Our mind is present. Our body is cells. But the connection between everything, the thing that keeps us alive, is this energy. So I like to think of our bodies as four bodies in one, because as a body, we are always taking in the energy from our environment. We have a nervous system that has five senses. I mentioned it before: sight, sound, taste, smell, touch, pressure, temperature, and that sixth sense, intuition. We are taking in our environment all the time and giving information to our nervous system. That is body sensation. It comes in as energy, light waves, sound waves, pressure waves, temperature, which is measuring the movement of molecules. It's measuring heat and fire. And we're taking everything in as energy, as sensation. And then I feel like we're just having sensation and energy. And then the brain is kind of going through, the nervous system is processing information. And it's going through the library of your past to understand it. And so you feel body sensation. And then the brain comes online and gives it a word, an emotion, language. And all of a sudden, we think we know what we're feeling, because we now have a thought, a word that explains the body sensation. And oh, guess what? All of a sudden, once we have that word, we have a historical association with that word, which actually communicates back down to the rest of the body again. So we had external sensation, thought, and now it's internal sensation, which is a reaction to the word. And so what is sensation but energy coming in, right? It's sound waves, and it's sound waves and smell and temperature. It's all energy that is being transformed chemically into physical sensation. But then we have a thought, and that thought same again to the nervous system. So thought is energy too. and it's real. And once we have an emotion word, we send signals out and we have new internal body sensations. And we react, therefore, to our external body sensations, and we react to our internal body sensations. We react to our external reality, and we react to our internal reality. And we do so energetically. Now, you look at a corpse, and it has stopped reacting because it's missing the energy and the response to energy. And so I invite you, we are both energy and matter. Always alive plant, alive animal, alive human is both energy and matter simultaneously. Acupuncture was a system of healing based on moving energy. Now, energy affects your body because it affects, do you respond physically to the thoughts? Do you respond physically to your emotions? So, four bodies. We have a heart. That's how we feel emotion and body sensation. It's literally an the emotion feeling organism, if you will, that's in us. We have a mind, that's the story creator. We have a physical body. We have this environment we live in that is always exchanging energy between the outer environment and the inner environment. And so we have a mind body, a story maker, and thoughts are real and they're things and they affect how your body works. You have an emotion sensor, which is sort of your heart because it's how you're feeling your thoughts and how you're feeling your body sensations. You have a physical and you have a brain. So you have a mind body, a physical body, a heart body, which is your emotions, and this energetic feeler that is always in play. And let me tell you, body sensations and emotions and thoughts and energies can be played with. And it's actually easier, quicker, faster to play with the energy of who you are than the physicality of who you are. And I invite you, your palms are sweaty, your heart is racing, your mouth is dry, you've got a lot of excess energy, and what am I feeling, what am I feeling, what am I feeling? Could be fear, could be excitement. Are you terrified of public speaking, in which case you call it fear? Or are you a Broadway star about to make your Broadway debut and you are excited? Same body sensation, differences in the mind and the words we give it. And that, my friends, changes everything in your body. Are you excited or are you fearful? Are you living in a healing mode of excitement, relaxed, energized, positive emotion, a healing emotion? Or are you stuck in terror? There's a lion about to eat you, and you are going to be chewed alive if that audience doesn't like you. Fear or excitement, pain or pleasure that our mind plays with. And if we can play with the mind's perception, we can play with our reaction and our response. We can move out of brain back into body, live in body sensation, and heal. When we get in a bad accident and the body goes into a coma state, perhaps the body is saving energy and saving thought and letting the divine body wisdom heal. One of my favorite movies, The Octopus Teacher. Number one, the man with depression healed in nature, in communion with the cold water, with his body, with a friend that was an octopus. And when that octopus lost a limb because it was bitten off, the octopus went inward into that self-healing, self-regenerating mode, shut down and healed. But the octopus focused on healing, believed it could heal, and it did. And if an octopus can grow new arms, and lizards can grow new tails, and dead earth can come back to life into organic regenerative farming, as I watched on my Biggest Little Farm, then we too have self-cleaning ovens and the ability to regenerate our bodies, regenerate healthy microbiomes, regenerate healthy thoughts, regenerate back from depression and despair, moving through the emotion wheel to anger, from anger to acceptance, from acceptance to curiosity. How does the other person see this? From curiosity to, wow, I can actually take my horrible, challenging situation that I'm in, and I can grow from it. I can manipulate my body to be better, bigger, stronger. And from that place, I can live with acceptance, peace, gratitude. I'm still alive. And if I'm alive, I can be joyful even as I'm feeling grief, because if I'm breathing, I'm still alive. And if I'm alive, I can heal my body, my energy, my soul, my story. And I can live from the energy that I am. And that, my friends, is the divinity within, that you can change body, mind, and spirit and celebrate all of life if you slow down, live within, and change the stories, change the emotions, and play with sensation. And on that mode, let us take our third break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, the witchy doctor who plays with mind, body, heart, and spirit. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network because we are inspired to breathe into life, into gratitude, into joy, because it is the beginning of a new day and a beginning of a new week, or perhaps you're getting ready for bed and you're listening to this later. Let's go to break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and I am a healer, so much more than a Western medicine physician, because there are so many more ways to heal, and to heal the mind, the body, the heart, and the spirit. And all of it needs to be integrated. And I laugh because I'm having computer issues this morning. I had time issues this morning. I have back pain this morning. And you know what? It's all good because I'm alive. And this human is not meant to be tethered to a computer. We have the newest intelligence in our universe, AI, computers, the celluloid era. But we are nature, and we need to get out in nature. And so I invite you, if you're listening to this program, and you want to heal your body, heal your mind, heal your emotions, change your story, put us in your back pocket on your celluloid little phone and go outside. Connect with your breath, a big in and out. Because if you are alive, you can breathe. And if you're breathing, you can always change your story later. And so most of us live life in today's world running around really ragged, trying to get our to-do list done, trying to judge ourselves. Deadlines are life or death. No, they're not. Now, it's really important to know when you're living in fight or flight. And if you're in survival mode in a car accident, then by all means, stay tethered to survival mode. You want to heal your body instantaneously and do everything you can to get to safety. And if your mind is telling you you're not safe, but it's just because you're in an unhealthy relationship, or you have an unhealthy relationship with your job, or an unhealthy relationship with a friend, breathe into it. Celebrate that you're alive to separate from it. You are not your mind, because you can change your thoughts. You are not your body, because you can change your body. It's a process. It's always changing. You can take organs in and out. You can eat probiotic foods. You can change your microbiome. You are not your body, but you're living with your body. You're not your emotions, because I just taught you, you can go and change and be fluid through all your emotions, from depth and despair to gratitude, joy that you're alive. And so we want to move through the energy. That is life. And you can change energetically where you live, who you're hanging out with. You become the five people you hang around. You become your environment. So are you a celluloid figure attached to your computer, or do you interact human to human, human to nature, human to your inner microbiome, human to the air, the water, the earth, and the fire within, the passion? You are air. Breathe. You are earth. All your organs are made of structure. You are water. 67% of you is water. You are the water in the waterfalls and the water in the ocean. You are part of that water cycle. You are the air you breathe. You are part of nature. You're, at some point, your body is food for the plants, and the plants are feeding you. So who are you if you're not your mind, you're not your body, you're not the energy within, because you can change and move that energy? And you are, so you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your body, and energy is always fluid. You are the observer, my dear. You are divine, living in this human avatar. And again, this is beyond religion. This is just, you are the observer of your life. So observe your life, heal your life, heal your body, change your thoughts, change your emotions, move from despair to gratitude for being alive, because your reality is in your brain, how you perceive your present moment. Life is lived right now in this moment. So how are you living this moment right now? Celebrate you, celebrate your now, celebrate your life, because if you are alive, you can heal. trust yourself,
felt something
trust
today,
the divinity within,
a molecule,
and that's
a mindset,
all for today.
Or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.